you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at LAist.com/events.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report. The verdict is in on the water forecast from Southern California's biggest supplier.
We have enough water to meet demands this year.
Most fast food workers in California will see more in their paychecks starting today. And we're remembering the man behind a lasting name in camera retailing. Good morning. It's Monday, April 1st. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Today, being April 1st, that means that the rainy season is coming to an end, and now we've got a good idea of how our water situation is going to look heading into the hot months. LAist science reporter Jacob Margolis has more.
In terms of water availability, we're riding the line, with the Metropolitan Water District saying they're neither putting water in storage or taking it out. While we saw an average amount of snow across the Sierra Nevada, winter started off quite dry, so we may see reduced runoff as things heat up, especially if temperatures are higher than normal. We do have a lot of water in our reservoir, so it's not likely we'll have water restrictions. That said, following the most recent drought period, officials are saying that we should always act and assume like the next several years are going to be dry ones. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jacob Margolis.
The final state measurement of the Sierra snowpack of the season takes place tomorrow. Los Angeles officials are extending a shelter program for unhoused people because of the weekend storm. The augmented winter shelter program was scheduled to close yesterday. It's now staying open till tomorrow. The program brings an additional 175 motel vouchers for people who need them. The phone number to call to obtain the vouchers is 211. A $20 an hour minimum wage goes into effect today for fast food workers in California. LAist producer Libby Rainey has more.
The pay bump is the result of a law signed last year by Governor Gavin Newsom. Employees at fast food restaurants with more than 60 locations nationwide will get the wage boost. But there are some exceptions, including workers at fast food spots in grocery stores, airports, and hotels, and some restaurants with bakeries on site. There are more than 500,000 people working fast food jobs in California, and advocates say that the boost will make a big difference. For LAist 89.3, I'm Libby Rainey.
If you're a fast food worker and you have questions about the $20 an hour minimum wage, you can find information online at LAist.com. A lot of people have the day off today in observance of Cesar Chavez Day. They include people who work for Los Angeles County Courts and the LA Unified School District, along with state offices such as the DMV that are closed for the holiday. LA City and county offices will be open as they marked the holiday last Monday. Banks, Metrolink trains, and trash pickup are expected to follow regular schedules. Southern California's palm trees are almost as iconic as our beaches and national parks, but the giant prickly fronds that litter our streets and sidewalks aren't nearly as popular. LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson says palm fronds can also be quite difficult to get rid of.
If you close your eyes and imagine LA, I'm sure you're picturing a palm tree or two. But after strong Santa Ana winds, these giants leave mounds of messy foliage everywhere. And their coarse and fibrous fronds can't just be composted. They take years to break down. Many waste facilities won't accept them, and most cities want you to toss them in the trash, not the green bin. If they're blocking a sidewalk or your street parking, put in a request with your city. Depending on how long it takes, you can take matters into your own hands. People have turned palm fronds into roofs for a garden, weaved baskets, or carved into Halloween masks. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
Coming up, our Climate Monday coverage continues with a look at a device that you may not have considered before that could save you money and help the environment.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Ghost Waltz by Oliver Mayer, a bold original recovery of Juventino Rosas, one of Mexico's most significant composers. Follow Rosas from his father's early death to his friendship with ragtime genius Scott Joplin, now on stage through June 2nd. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. Heating water is typically the second largest consumer of energy in a home. LAist climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone says swapping a conventional water heater for one that gets a boost from a heat pump can help your pocket and the planet.
Heat pump water heaters are 3 to 4 times more efficient than gas ones, but they can also be programmed to heat water during the middle of the day when the state has the most solar power and lowest electricity rates.
Aaron says that's why they can help us avoid power outages during hot summer evenings when power demand is highest. You can learn more about financial incentives to make the switch to heat pump water heating at LAist.com. If you have an interest in photography or filmmaking, chances are you've heard about Sammy's Camera. The store was founded nearly half a century ago by Sammy Kaminowitz, whose passing was announced days ago. Kaminowitz was not just a businessman, but a supporter of photographers. And a great boss, says Christy Jewell, who worked at Sammy's Camera for more than 20 years.
He used to buy us lunch every Saturday just to feed the entire crew there. That's how generous he was. And he has a huge heart. It's been a really tough week with him not here to pick up the phone and say, hey, how are you doing today?
Go to LAist.com to read more about this local institution and the man who founded Sammy's Camera. In the forecast, you can expect sunshine today. We're drying out from the weekend storm. High temperatures will mostly be in the 60s to around 70 degrees. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.